I wish I were exaggerating when I tell you all that Donald Trump posted hundreds and hundreds of times on Truth Social throughout the middle of the night. Not exaggerating, starting at about 10 p.m., going till 11, 12, even 1 a.m., Donald Trump was carpet bombing the Truth Social feed with manic, nearly schizophrenic images and videos calling for the arrest of many high-profile Democrats, again calling for the arrest of Obama, spreading conspiracy theories that Nancy Pelosi was planning January 6th for years in advance, spreading election fraud conspiracy theories, really just viral, vile, deranged, unhinged stuff. And I think we all need to back up and understand that he's trying to distract away from a few key fires that he needs to put out. Pete Hegseth is being basically directly invested for war crimes overseas. This is a fire that is going to continue to grow and loom over the Trump administration because they messed up. They committed a war crime. At the same time, the Epstein files are still looming over the administration, along with Kash Patel's repeated mishandling of every high-profile investigation. And all of that is before we even dig into the economic destruction that Donald Trump has caused and the economic downfall that the average American is feeling. The way that Trump talks about the economy is incongruent with how the average American feels. Okay, now that I laid the groundwork on all of the things Trump wants to distract you from, let me show you the distractions that he's putting out there, because I don't just want to like go through and take the bait without talking about the real issues he's trying to hide. So he posted 11 hours ago, this is basically what kicked everything off. It is a weird video that is made out of AI, and it's like an anonymous face talking to the screen in an AI voice. Let me just play like 10 seconds of it.
Many are asking whether this was sedition or treason, but there is a third statute, one that fits their actions with mathematical precision.
Okay, this is straight AI slop. It's videos of Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotkin, and this guy's saying, we have a code that fits them with mathematical precision. Trump, craft your own policy. Why are you letting AI bots online craft your policy about treason for you? This is so dystopian, but then it gets worse. He reposts it and says, not even a close call. These people are a threat to America. Then he continues.
Well, the fraudulent spending of $32 million out of the pockets.
Video after video after video. And the thing is, I could sit here for probably 20 minutes and continue to scroll. Let's just do this for a bit. He posts video edits, random TikToks of people that support him that are just doing face-to-face camera stuff, conspiracy theories about Democrats committing fraud, even though he's the one committing fraud. Continuing to scroll and scroll, it says fraud, the 2020 election, Tina Peters, the election anomalies. Of course, the 2020 election was not stolen by any regard. Trump is legitimately melting down. Then he posts, I didn't watch this Pete Hegseth one.
Our message to these foreign terrorist organizations is we will treat you like we have treated Al-Qaeda. We will find you, we will map your networks, we will hunt you down, and we will kill you. And you've seen that evidence in the maritime domain, whether it's in the Caribbean or in the Pacific with the...
Jesus Christ has aged poorly. They are being investigated by Republicans on the Senate Oversight Committee. They are being investigated for potential war crimes, right? And Pete Hegseth said a few months ago, this is an old video, he's saying in this clip, we will find you, we will kill you, and you can see evidence of that in the Caribbean. And Trump's just reposting this. Okay, then we continue. The thing is, he's reposting everything twice because he posts a video, and then he's posting people's responses to the video. Quote, know your facts on Ilhan Omar and her family. Ilhan Omar could not derive citizenship at 17 as a minor, so they're trying to denaturalize and deport a sitting member of Congress. Ilhan Omar, a terrorist from a terrorist family in Congress. Jesus Christ, this inflammatory type of rhetoric comes unilaterally from Donald Trump. To continue, auto pen disorders. I'm sorry if I'm making you dizzy scrolling through all of this. We're not even halfway through. The president is posting hundreds and hundreds of times. You know what a good exercise would be? I want you guys to comment below. Well, first of all, drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the news. But comment what you think Trump is truly distracting from here. Because honestly, it could be a number of issues that he's truly trying to distract from in this moment. I think he's uniquely worried about Pete Hegseth. I think he's uniquely worried about the economy and affordability in the Epstein files. Of course, at the end of the day, he's only worried about himself. But as far as his popularity goes and his waning power, I think he's really trying to just throw shit at the wall. You know that flood the zone tactic where if you flood the zone with hundreds and hundreds of posts and throw shit at the wall, you can essentially overwhelm the opponent? That's what they're trying to do, but we're not going to let that happen. He then talks about Republicans introduced the Birthright Citizenship Act. It says the left is going to friggin' lose their minds over this. Yeah, I'm not a fan of eroding core constitutional principles like birthright citizenship. Insane. There is no middle ground on eroding birthright citizenship unless you just hate the Constitution and hate America. To continue, if you notice, I'm not even playing most of these clips. I don't want to platform whatever BS he's posting, but I think it's worth pointing out that the President of the United States, rather than drafting any significant policy or making any progress, he's posting videos. This is the guy that's always sitting on that airplane with the MAGA hat. A Stephen Miller video, Stephen Miller propaganda. Oh, look who we have here, a Scott Jennings video that he starts posting. Reposting some Scott Jennings. We know Scott Jennings on this show. Random conspiracy theories about Tim Walz. Dude, he's like a rat trapped in a corner. I'm starting to get a little bit entertained by the amount of deranged conspiracy theories he fit into one timeline. How have you picked every single Democratic politician separately, accused them of things that you yourself have done, and then have no self-awareness whatsoever? He'll be like, this Democrat tried to steal an election by raiding the Capitol. It's like, dude, that was you. Then he'll say, Democrats don't want health care. Democrats don't want the American people to have health care subsidies. That was also you. Then he'll be like, Democrats are funneling money in from Qatar. It's like, really, bro? You're the one that's funneled a lot of money in. Then we have Will Kane. Then more about Tim Walz, more conspiracy theories. Bombshell video. Elon Musk might have saved the 2024 election. Benny Johnson tells a story of the night Musk knew they would win the election and how they identified the overseas machines and systems that were going to perpetuate what we saw. All just slop. This is some crazy, crazy shit that I'm scrolling through right now. And, you know, I'm sorry that I've just been scrolling and yapping for this entire video, but does no one else find it mind-blowing that the President of the United States, in the middle of the night, we're getting into like midnight, 1 a.m. territory right now, is posting hundreds and hundreds of tweets and conspiracy theories? I don't even know if we're halfway through right now. We're legitimately not even halfway through all of the tweets. Should Ilhan Omar be deported? This video says, and it's a 3-minute video. Ain't no one's watching that. No one's watching that, bro. More racist conspiracy theories, Byron Donalds, Cash Patel. Let's see what Patel says.
When the United States government and agency heads want things to disappear and want things to be buried and hidden, they know how to do it. But what they didn't count on was President Trump winning, him electing leadership across the United States government to say, go find out how they corrupted and weaponized law enforcement.
This is some peak gaslighting. This is like if we had a video of Ted Bundy saying like, yeah, a lot of other sick men like to trap girls, stalk girls, and then kill them. But until I stepped in, now we're standing up for the girls. Like, what? Wait a minute, Ted Bundy.
And that's what we did. That's what we're doing. That's how we found it. And we're going to continue to expose it.
Cash Patel, you're about to be removed for repeatedly face planting in different scenarios. Oh, conspiracy theories about Comey and Chris Wray. That's new in this Twitter rant. We haven't seen that, this Twitter rant. More random videos that he's reposting. See, this one's crazy. Nancy Pelosi's former top staffer said Nancy planned January 6th for 2 years. Lock her up. First of all, Nancy Pelosi's former staffer never said that. Secondly, I am so sick of the fact that we can live in a reality where the President of the United States, arguably the most powerful person in the free world right now, can gaslight about the insurrection that he started and say that Nancy Pelosi did it. In what reality is January 6th? Like, this is how January 6th happened. Trump said for a year that the election was going to be stolen before it happened. He then claimed on election night that it was stolen from him before the results were in. He then claimed for months and months that it was stolen from him, that if you want to take it back, you have to be there on January 6th. This wasn't some like intricate plan from Donald Trump that he had laid out, but Donald Trump absolutely caused, incited, and basically roughly planned January 6th in the moments and weeks leading up to it by stirring up his entire base. I don't know what fucking reality Nancy Pelosi could ever have any involvement in that. Reverse migration is here. More conspiracy theories. Oh, great. Alex Jones spreading conspiracy theories. And then, quote, Michelle Obama may have used Biden's auto pen in the final days of his disastrous administration to pardon key individuals. What are we doing here, guys? Why is Donald Trump reposting Alex Jones saying that Michelle Obama was using Biden's auto pen? Can we just focus on the economy? Wait a minute, is this a clip from Tim Pool's podcast? I don't even know what this clip is, but I just recognize Tim Pool's studio. I'm glad that Trump is reposting Tim Pool stuff. Now I'm crashing out.
So for these people, they cannot have you ask questions of substance because everything is built on a lie.
Wait a minute. Trump is the one that in the past week has called a reporter a terrible person. Oh, he yelled, quiet piggy. He said that you're a terrible reporter. He's the one that snaps all the time. Okay, I'm just going to rapidly scroll. I can almost guaranteed, just by looking at this post, I know it's going to be some racist bullshit.
That's why I get really angry when I hear Ilhan Omar.
I know it's going to be some racist bullshit. A video of a TV screen on Fox News. Okay. I'm just going to rapidly scroll through. Like, this is some crazy, crazy shit. There are some liberals beguiled by Newsom that may need to go to rehab. Oh, this sounds like re-education camp type shit. You're going to send us to rehab? To continue, are we getting closer to the top at least? More Stephen Miller propaganda. What an insane meltdown from the President of the United States. And finally, we are at the top, where he's asking people to vote for Van Epps in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District. I urge you to vote for Afton Bain. Get out there and vote today. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.